Good evening. I call this November 1st, 2022, meeting of the Planning Commission to order. My name is Darrell Bozeger. I'm the chairman of the Planning Commission, and it is my pleasure to welcome you tonight. This is a public meeting, and you are encouraged to be part of the process. Please participate, ask questions, share your thoughts. We have several rules that help us proceed with an orderly meeting, and I ask that you keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, please step out of the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I'll recognize you, and you come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record who you are, so state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. However, your focus on your comments will keep track of time. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. A copy of the Open Meetings Law is posted at both exits for your reference. I'll now call for a roll call of members.
Bozeger?
Here.
Pleska? Neff?
Here.
Katie?
Here.
Hansen?
Here.
Fox?
Here.
Schroeder?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
Item number three, approval of the minutes, October 4th, 2022 meeting.
I move we approve the meeting minutes.
I second.
Motion by Schroeder, second by Fox to approve the meetings. Any additions or questions? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
I'll open a public hearing to consider a non-conforming use limited extension application by Lyle and Janine Sass, 1103 Fairview Drive, Blair, Nebraska, to extend a sunroom onto an existing non-conforming porch on Lot 45, Block 4, Fairview Heights, City of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, for the life of the primary structure. Jeff.
Good evening, commissioners. Our one item tonight is this non-conforming use limits extension. This is different than a conditional use permit. This has to do with, and you should have seen in your packets, that there's already an existing, in this case, a porch, but it's non-conforming because it is in the front 25-yard setback, the front yard, which is why we're going through this instead of a conditional use permit. The property is located at 1103 Fairview Drive in Fairview Heights subdivision. Zoning district is RM, medium density. Front yard setback for RM district is 25 feet. So they need a 25-foot front yard from their property line. The Sass's front porch slab currently extends into the front yard by about 3 feet. The Sass's wish to add a sunroom to the house encompassing the porch, which would extend the house 3 feet into this required 25-foot front yard. This is the zoning overlay of their house, 1103 Fairview Drive, in the north part of the city. This is a picture of the house itself. This is the front right here. This shows everybody else pretty much is in conformity. As you can see, the front yard setbacks. So Article 12, as we talked about, states that when this was built, before all the ordinance stuff, we're not going to make them tear it out. We're not going to do anything like that. But, however, because it's a non-conforming use, you cannot extend, enlarge after passage of this ordinance. So, additional signs, it says right there, it's the most important part of this one right here. This simply states you cannot extend this non-conforming use. Section 1204, it talks about the structures, and this is a non-conforming structure. Of course, number one, the main part is, it says lawful structure exists at effective date, we know it's there, but no such non-conforming structure may be enlarged or altered in a way which increases its non-conformity, but any structure portion may be altered to decrease its non-conformity. And this last part of it just simply states why we can apply for a non-conforming use, why they're allowed to do this. Of course, one of the first rules are such extension must be temporary, may be removed, discontinued without alteration of the premises, no permanent improvements are made. So right now, this is a Sass's house. This is looking south from the street. This is the porch. It itself. And Mr. Sass asked me, he said, well, if we wanted to put porch rails or, you know, maybe a ramp or something like that, we would not look at that as extending the non-conforming use. We would look at it as just as a safety measure. And we can do ADA ramps and stuff into our 25-foot setback if needed. This, however, is extended this far. Let me get to one more thing here. This is the side view looking to the west that shows the sash ports coming out. Right here is the most important thing. This is where we measured, and I measured with our code enforcement officer, Mark Wolf. I think Mr. Sass was there the day I measured also, too. So we came out that this 25-foot comes up to this porch. This causes a problem, because adding anything into that, of course, breaks that 25-foot front yard setback. This is applied by Mr. Sass. He shows what they want. He said variance, but we didn't want him to go to the variance, because the variance, he has to show hardship, and there's no hardship here. Mr. Storm, City Administrator Storm, thought the better avenue was to go through this process we're going through now. This right here is what it would look like if they added their sunroom and covered up that entire porch. Again, this was supplied by the applicant. This is a little bit tighter view. Again, this right here is a 25-foot front yard setback. You know, this much of this porch is not going to be able to, should not be able to be added on. If they built up to right here, they could. There would be nothing wrong with that. That's within beyond the 25-foot setback. We're, as staff, we're recommending not to recommend approval of this, because this would open up every non-conforming porch or every non-conforming structure, at least in RM, to a chance for them, someone else to do it too. They would simply say you allowed this house to build into a non-conforming lot or non-conforming structure and to come into our front yard, we should be able to do it too. And we do not think that would be the best precedent for the city. With that, any questions for staff? I know I went through it pretty quick, sorry.
Could you put up the aerial view again? Way back there.
Why does that say 20 foot?
Where does it say 20 foot?
On this other photograph with the red, yellow, or red, blue, and green lines on it?
I'm not sure I know what photo that would be.
Oh, it's the one that we have uploaded.
The one that's part of the...
RM is 25 feet, I believe.
I think what it states is if we built it, it would be 5 foot in. It would be 20 foot instead of 25 foot. I think that's the way I interpret
it. Well, so 17 afterwards.
And this is not my, this is not any of staff's work.
Okay.
This is a supply. We do.
I just wanted to clarify the 20 and 25.
Right.
Okay.
Well, the porch itself is kind of non-compliance, right?
It is non-conforming. But again, it was there beforehand. We're not going to make them tear it out. The problem is when you add to the house and you cover that porch, mm-hmm. now you have the entire structure into that 25-foot yard, front yard setback.
Because they want to make it a permanent addition on there, right?
With yes.
The real floor and everything.
Need to call this porch.
Any more questions of staff? Would the applicant like to explain what's going on? And if you have any arguments that you would like to present to us to allow this to happen. If you don't want to stand there, Lyle, you might be able to just speak from back there. Well, can you get there? I know you don't want to stand too long.
It appears this is not the process I should have used.
Just spell your name, your last name, and address for the record. Sorry.
Lyle A. Sass, 1103 Fairview Drive, Blair, Nebraska. And I applied for the non-conformance because someone suggested that would be a better approach than look for the variance. It looks like this was not the appropriate approach either. So I don't know. I would like to be able to do that on my property. And the concrete porch has been an eyesore for 20 years and I don't like it. And I'm not sure the neighbors like it. Mike Large is here to say he thinks it'd be better the other way with the sunroom. But we're asking you not to comply with the law, and I am not a lawless man. But if it's possible to make an adjustment, I would appreciate it. If not, well, we have to follow the process, I guess. But you make that decision.
Any questions of the applicant before he sits down? Thank you, Lyle. Is there anyone else like to speak? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Lyle's neighbor to the north. My name is Mike Large. I live at 851 North 11th Street.
Could you spell your last name, please?
Yeah, sure. L-A-R-G-E, Large. Lyle is a friend of mine. Again, I really believe that this would add value to his property. Thus add value to my property in the neighborhood. I think it would make the porch more attractive to the neighborhood. And that's why I'm here, to help support Lyle in making this change. Again, I think it would add value to the neighborhood. So that's why we're all here, is to make our homes more valuable. And that's all I have to say. Anybody have any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else out there would like to speak to this item? If not, I'll close the public hearing and leave it up to the commission. I think I will mention I'm going to abstain on this one because I'm friends of Lyle, so I don't want to say yes or no, okay, but hopefully we'll get a consensus or a commission, rest of the commission, if I can.
You may abstain. That just means for the, I know Joe Valeska is second.
I know.
He's not here.
That's why I did
so
this.
So we need to have somebody else, I think, have a vote to have somebody run the meeting while you abstain and you're in the other room.
You want me
to
go in the other room?
Just
okay.
Just as a temporary matter.
Okay.
Because Joe's not here. So we'll need a motion to appoint why am I blanking on Mr. Pulaska's title all of a sudden?
Vice chair.
Right.
So you want to nominate someone to continue this item while I abstain?
Well, you don't mean to nominate. Oh, see.
Can he just not abstain, stay, and just abstain with the voting?
No.
Yeah.
He has to leave the room. When you abstain, you have to leave the room.
Okay.
But if you would have said it beforehand, he would have to leave the room.
We have a nomination for someone that would like nominate somebody to run the rest of this item.
I will nominate Ryan.
Why?
Second.
You didn't jump in sooner to nominate somebody else.
Who did we herald into being second?
So Schroeder was nominated to finish this item off. Is there any more discussion on that?
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to use the board.
Okay. We'll use the board.
No, what are you doing?
I'm on yes. Melanie, you're a yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what we're voting on.
It's a motion. We're voting on a motion to approve Ryan as being the temporary vice chair for this purpose of this item.
He is not, hers is not changing.
But you.
Melanie. Melanie is abstaining.
Yeah, no, she's not abstaining, but it's.
Just take a, do a voice. Do a voice.
Voice.
All right. Bozinger?
Yes.
Haleska, Neff?
Yes.
Kading?
Yes.
Hanson?
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Schroeder?
No.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Did he say, oh, he did.
Yeah, motion.
Just leave it the way it is.
The motion passed.
All members present voting aye.
Schroeder will run, come and get me when you're all done.
We will come get you. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I need a motion to approve it or not to approve it.
Anybody have any thoughts on it? What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, you don't have to leave.
I'm afraid that if we approved it, we would be opening up the people across the road down the street. As such, I don't disagree with looking at the house, but I'm afraid what would happen in the future.
Yeah.
Kind of put a line in the sand when somebody was looking for that carport a while back, too.
Yeah. I mean, because I do think it would add value, but.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't want to set that precedent.
Yeah.
I would make a motion that we disapprove.
I'll second it.
Motion by Heinrich and approved or seconded by Bozinger or Neff. Oh, okay, got it wrong. By Neff. If so, can we vote now?
Yes.
Good. Because I'm stumbling here.
You're doing good.
Good job.
You're doing
good. Good job.
You're put on the spot. You're good.
Yeah, that's all right.
So you have to call for the vote.
No.
No.
Is your
it should show up
here.
It's in
question. Oh, it's in. Jeez. Darn technology. Me and technology.
Girls didn't read correct. Commission members voting aye, Kading, Schroeder, Fox, Hanson, Heinrich, Neff. Abstaining, Bozinger. Is his name up there on the screen?
Mm-hmm. No.
So we're done with that one?
You're back in charge.
Okay. Report from staff.
Nothing from staff.
Okay. We're done. Anyone want to quit tonight?
Make a motion. We adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Motion by Schroeder, second by, was it Hugh Hanson? Oh, Neff.
Neff.
To adjourn. All in favor, please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
Okay. Thank you, folks.